All right. Thanks everyone for joining our first hackathon, our first office hours of this hackathon. This is the first one that we're doing for the Rift Rewind hackathon. Previously, we've done a few other hackathons with Riot Games and AWS. Last year, we did our VCT Team Manager hackathon, and the year before, we did a Global Power Rankings hackathon. So super excited that we have a bunch of people here that are participating this year, and hopefully we have some returning members from previous year's hackathons. Actually, quick poll. Did anyone participate in the previous years? Say in the chat if you did. All right, we got two. Sweet. Awesome. Thanks, Akmar and Karthik, for coming back. Hope you had a good time last time. So, by way of introduction, my name is Ashwin Agraman. I'm a senior solutions architect at AWS. I specialize in the games vertical, so I've been working with Riot for the past 5 years now, sort of, helping them behind the scenes put the S in Riot Games. So, been working with them since Valorant and Lore and Wild Rift and all those other games besides League of Legends came out, and helping them establish themselves as a multi-game studio. So, as a part of that, we've done a bunch of really cool events with Riot, hackathons being one of them. And yeah, this is our third one. So thank you again, everybody. We're going to be running through office hours here. So you have myself and Autran, who is a Gen AI specialist here at AWS. And yeah, we're here to help you, do some live debugging or really just, since we're super early on in the hackathon, talk about ideas and talk about tooling and just, anything that comes to mind for this group. If you've already started working on your project or if you are looking for a starting point, we're going to be running workshops on Fridays and running these office hours on Wednesdays. And then in parallel to the hackathon, we're going to be running some Builder Studio challenges through AWS Builder Studio. So you can actually get, more credits to put towards your project by participating in all of these different things. So, step one was joining this hackathon, and step two was joining these office hours. So you all are the goats of the group. So thanks for joining. Yeah, we've got an hour here. We don't have to use the whole time, but wanted to just like open the floor. We can do a raised hands queue, or we can just start talking. Whatever seems to work best. But we'll open the floor to the crew. And if you just want to say hi and tell us a little bit about yourself, hopefully after the end of some of these office hours, we can organize some games of ARAM or something like that, where we can all kind of build a community around this hackathon together. But that being said, you've got Atran and myself here for the next hour. So anyone have a first topic for us to go over or just like talk through?
Hi. I'm here just to ask two questions. So the first one is, I see the rank. If I search rank, a user rank, it says the API is restricted. Do you know how to figure this problem?
So, annoyingly, we don't have a rioter here from the API team. Normally, we're going to have rioters here as well, but this time they weren't able to make it. So, what we're going to do for Riot API questions like this one, I'm going to write down these questions, Zengjian, and then
Yes.
in the Discord, I'll post back. I should have said that at the very beginning. We unfortunately don't have a rioter to talk about the API here today. In the
Okay.
following meetings, we will.
Oh,
So,
I
sorry
see.
about that.
Yeah, so that was the first question. The
Yep.
rank summoners, if I search summoner through API, it seems like the rank is not showing or it's returning restrict. I don't have like the way to access this user's rank. That's one, question one. And then the second question is that does API provide the item purchase timing or any like in-game item that was placed or used? Does API provide this? I know API Pro could provide potentially, when the user killed Dragon or take the object. Yeah, that's the second question.
So you're asking like wards placed or
Yeah, let's say, for example, you purchase a pink ward at, let's say, 5 minutes. That was your first purchase. And you used, after 2 minutes, which is a 7 minute interval, you used it. And thus API can have these kind of informations because I just cannot find anywhere else.
Yeah, I don't know that there's like a temporal dimension to the API return.
Okay.
I've been thinking about this as well, and there's a world where we will release a data set with a temporal dimension to help with that, because I think it would be helpful.
Because the reason that I'm asking is initially that, let's say, op.gg, if you look at a match history and you click a player, that it shows the player which item was bought first, like the order of the item that the player bought, as timeline. So that's why I was wondering if I can. I don't know how op.gg did it technically, but yeah, I'm just assuming that if they can do it, I can do it as well. But then, if there is any way to access those data, it seems like API does not, API documentation does not list those things.
Yeah, I have a hunch that you won't be able to from the API,
Okay.
just because it doesn't have like a time attached to it's sort of just like the end of match screen, right? Like what you see at the end
Yeah,
of the league.
exactly.
So the idea is potentially we released some other data in the previous hackathons that does have some of that temporal information, and we might release some of that as an example. So you have some, extra data from some of the esports matches that isn't available via the public API, but you can use to see some granular data, and you can use some of the pro player data, hopefully, contingent upon me being able to get this data from last year. You'll be able to see the second by second purchases and events within the game that we collected from the tournament server that like Worlds matches play on. So if you didn't participate in last year, some of the stuff I just said was gibberish, but basically there's another data set that has some of this information. We're going to try and see if we can release part of that for this hackathon to give you some of that information so you can tie together potentially like creating a year in review for a professional player where you have both their API response and a response from the previous data set, or like a granular data from the previous data set.
Okay, and the entire hackathon is using previous data to kind of like do the data analysis, right? It's not, you don't dealing with the real time data. Let's say you played a game today and you don't use it as a data, right? Do you?
Correct. You want to do it as like in retrospect. You don't want to use a live data connection. So
Oh,
download
I see.
responses and use those API responses to populate a knowledge base or something, right, where an LLM can have access to that information and be able to query it and retrieve some of the
Okay.
information, or at least make. There's a bunch of different ways, right? Like you can write a text to SQL type of bot that, given all of this information indexed in either a knowledge base or in a structured data storage, you can then write SQL to then get that data that an agent can do, right? And these are the sort of like interesting paradigms that we're trying to explore in this hackathon, is figuring out like how can you use agents to, get them to write code for you to retrieve some of this information that's, within the API and within some other data sets that we have.
Oh, so basically, okay. So if I'm rearranging it's that every step has to involve agent. Am I correct? Or I can decide which part is agent, which part is like fixed. like a pure
Totally,
algorithm.
totally up to you, right? Like, I
All
don't think
right.
we have a opinionated what we're looking
Okay.
for, right? Like, this is more of agents are very new, right? And also the tools around agentic development are very new. So we want to figure out, given this public API that Raya has and some data that we have access to, hopefully that we can release, that, what are the, outcomes and insights that we can drive from this data with agents. And I don't think that it's very known. And we're looking to uncover like interesting ways to use agents on this data set.
I see. That's all. Thank
Okay.
you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Zhengjun. Looks like James also posted in the chat. So
Yep. I saw it. Thank you.
answered a question one is answered. So thanks. Thanks for coming with the question. And thanks, James, for answering in the chat. Anybody else? I see there's a question from Brian in the chat. I'll quickly address that one. So the Builder Center challenges, Brian, are what we're running in parallel to the hackathon. So it's an optional thing if you want to participate within Builder Studio, or I think it's called Builder Center. If you want to participate there as well, we're going to be running 7 days of challenges, or two challenges. The first one being 7 day daily tasks that, if you participate and win, you can win up to like $1,000 in credits and a cool mechanical keyboard. And then we're going to be running another one, sort of Gen AI focused, towards the end of the hackathon. The first challenge is very fundamental, right? It's like setting up AWS in a 101 fashion. You can also attend our first workshop on Friday, which is also an AWS 101 workshop. But the idea is, it's another way to engage with the hackathon content and also produce stuff that gets posted on Builder Center. And then, we run a little challenge that lets you potentially win credits that you can put towards your project and hopefully build something cool.
Awesome. I guess if no one else has a question, I'll go next. So my name is Akmar. I've participated in, I guess, the previous two AWS and Riot hackathons. So yeah, Ashwin, thank you for your support in the last two. It's always great to kind of get your feedback. I had a question. I had a few questions. Hopefully they're kind of lightning round so other people can get theirs in. But I guess my first one, I don't know if there's anyone from Riot, but just like on the assets, like what type of visual assets we could use. I don't want to like step on anything, but like since this is like a recap and there's going to be a visual and social element, I did want to know if there's anything that we could use, like, or if everything's okay.
I think we don't want like champions to appear, so we like don't include champion pictures and stuff, but I think like images of items and things like that are okay.
Okay.
I think just kind of like theme your project as you would any project, and then kind of make it gamery themed. I don't really know what else to say. That Riot doesn't want us to use kind of like direct assets that we don't have the license for,
I
so
see.
just kind of like, if you want to use their colors and kind of make it look like a Riot app, go ahead and do that. But I think like for the purpose of displaying some of the like item images and stuff, I think some of that should be okay. Just try and avoid the champion images.
Okay. It's good to know. I guess then I'll move on to more maybe AWS centric stuff. So this time planning on, I guess, housing the app or like the interface through AWS. Before, I kind of just made like a web app using Python and then just hosted that. But I think like trying to integrate it might make more sense to just use something more native. So I was wondering like, well, there's two things. So first of all, actually no, I guess that would be the first one. Just like what do you think would be better? Just like have a web app. I feel like depending on how you make it, the runtime might be better, but I haven't tested any other like native Amazon solutions. And since Enterprise uses it, I'm sure that works as well.
Yeah, so what I do for web apps generally is use our AWS Amplify SDK and the AWS Amplify service for hosting. So I'll post a link in the chat, but this is a super easy way to like, and maybe I'll one of our workshops is actually going to be building and deploying an Amplify app, so you can get some experience in using the service for free if you join the second workshop. But basically, Amplify is, you know, two things. It's an SDK that you can integrate into your application that lets you be able to really easily call AWS backend services. And then it's also a hosting service that you can host an application directly from GitHub or a bunch of different places. But truthfully, I just kind of upload my web app to GitHub and then use the GitHub configuration option within Amplify to then just make a live version of that app. That's always been the easiest for me. And then Amplify
Okay.
within the SDK, the ability to call agents or call Bedrock on the back end. There's also the Strands Agents SDK that I think Achin can probably talk about a little bit more, but it's like a Python focused agentic framework that AWS has open sourced, and you can use whatever model you want, sort of like a bring your own model model. But it's you can start with agentic workflows like in three lines of code. It's like really, really powerful. So I suggest kind of looking at those few tools because that's what I've seen people be successful. And especially if you want to run like a low cost web application, Amplify is pretty good.
You know, that makes sense. Yeah, actually, with regards to Amplify, is it like there's some sort of native connection to the other AWS services, or is it like API gateway in case like we make our own like I guess fine-tuned model or something like that?
You can do either, right?
Okay.
So within the Amplify SDK, there's like constructs like auth, for example, which basically if you turn auth on within your Amplify application via the CLI or through the SDK, it will basically just it's a wrapper around AWS Cognito, which is our identity service that then provides you with like all the really basic like username, password, forgot password functionality that you would expect. And then you can like really easy secure a web app with like again like four lines of code. It's really awesome for like quick prototyping type use cases.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, those are my questions. Thanks for the answers.
Man, thanks, Ekmar. And also thanks for joining for year three. You're a vet.
Yeah.
So, oh, sorry. Go for it, whoever's speaking.
I had a question on like specifically what's meant by agent in the context of this competition. Like on the website it says that entrants have to build an AI-powered agent, but does that necessarily mean it has to be a chatbot or it has to be interactive? And also like to what extent does AI have to be involved in the project? Like do the sort of foundational insights that we derive have to be derived from AI, or can it just be like one significant tool in this kind of broader toolkit?
I think the more AI you can use, the better, honestly. We like I was saying earlier, like we're trying to figure out what AI can do on this data set. So like the more that you can incorporate this stuff into your project, the better. What we mean by agent, it doesn't necessarily need to be like a chatbot exactly. An agent, right, can just like kick off the, imagine you just type your summoner name into a window and into a search bar and just hit enter. Like an agent can take that request and potentially, with tool use and a bunch of things it has access to, decide, hey, I want to qu write a SQL query for this data. I want to write another type of query for this data, and kind of collate all that stuff together and have insights derived for the user. So it doesn't necessarily need to be like a back and forth chatbot, but I mean that is one interface for agents, right? So like that is an option as well.
Okay, thank you.
Jacob had a question in the chat. So what's the what's the starting point for making a personalized agent? So on AWS, you have a few options, but we generally kind of point people towards AWS Bedrock, where that is our kind of foundational generative AI large language model service. Within Bedrock, you have agent functionality that you can, within even like a little playground, you can start giving the agent access to information that's also stored within your AWS account, and then develop applications against it within that playground or within that interface. So I suggest looking at AWS Bedrock. There's another kind of preview service that is currently out called Agent Core that has a bunch of like really awesome functionality around like memory and MCP server management and things like that, which ends up being really useful. But yeah, those are good places to start. And then in terms of workshops, right? Like we're going to be hosting a bunch of environments for people to test this stuff in. So if you're like super brand new to all of these things, like I highly suggest coming to the workshop series. We're sort of starting from AWS 101 and trying to progress all the way up to multi-agent collaboration topics. So if you're brand new to this stuff, like it's a good opportunity to just like come do this stuff for free without traveling to an AWS event or paying for it yourself. Like we'll be footing the bill for you all, and you can try it out for yourself within our environments for the hackathon. Hey,
I got
Achin, there's
you. Yeah, I see one of the questions real quick. For Jacob, I wouldn't suggest going into agent core too much. Sorry, Ashra. It's just for to productionalize agents. It's not really to help with any of that stuff. It's
totally.
just to get them into production. And then Brian, you asked to dive deeper. So really the biggest thing that sets Strands agents apart is the amount of simplicity in the lines of code they have to use. For example, with the at tool decorator, you can simply just define those tools in line and just call them, pass them in as a parameter and call them. So that's one really powerful thing. You're also able to integrate MCP with Strands SDK. So that's another powerful tool as well. But yeah, it pretty much allows you to use any model and perform realistically any use case as well.
Yeah, it's a good point that Agent Core is production focused. So you only have like 100 credits, right? $200 worth of credits in your account. So like be cautious of spending all of that and ballooning your bill. James, that's a good question about MCP servers. I think it's like, I don't know, Atrin, if you have another opinion, but feels like it's sort of developing in the field, like how we secure MCP servers and also like vibe coded applications. Like I feel like some of that stuff is developing currently. Atrin, you have any other opinion?
I'm not too sure how to know if it's I don't know what you mean by secure, but I can definitely double check and see if I can find more information on that. But other than what Ashwin said, I don't have anything to add.
Yeah, and thanks, Brian. I was literally just going to say S3 vectors is a cheap way to embed or store your embedding. So it's a new functionality, actually. We announced it at our New York Summit a few months ago. So test it out. Let us know. Another thing, we're looking for feedback, right? So if you're testing all of these new services, like throw us some feedback. It would be awesome, and it's a great way to participate.
Hi, I had a question about the requirements. So on like the Rift Event like the DevPost website, under the requirements as like what to build, there's a list of like some items like build tools that enable insights into persistence, strengths and weaknesses, and so on and so forth. There's a few items that like are covered. Are these like guidelines or like deliverables? I guess like how broad is the scope or can the scope be of the this like hackathon product?
Super broad, right? These are guidelines. It's not a like your tool must be able to X, Y, and Z. These are guidelines for what honestly I thought would be interesting as hackathon projects. But if you have other very specific insights or like visualizations that you think you can produce, go ahead, right? Like that's what we want. We want to see that how do you say? We want to see creativity in these solutions, right? We're not trying to just get like 100 of the same project and having to choose between those. So show your creativity where you can.
Cool, thanks.
Anyone using any interesting tools for the hackathon? Any like Windsurf, Cursor, Kiro, anything like that? Vibe coding tools?
Oh, we use everything.
Well, if I can plug Kiro for a minute, it's if you're a VS Code person, right? Kiro is a fork of VS Code that has some like extra agentic functionality on top of it. The idea is you engage in spec-driven development. So you kind of come to Kiro with a spec and you kind of separate that spec out into a list of sprints, and then the agent within Kiro kind of is able to perform tasks across those different sprints that you create within your spec. So it's a good way to get started. And the Kiro hackathon just finished. It was really, really massive. So glad a couple people here have used Kiro before. CLI-based agents are awesome too, Tristan. Do you have any tools that you'd like to suggest for the crew? Copilot, Q Developer, and Kiro. Wow, we got a whole span of tools. Cool. We're at the halfway mark for the time we have here. Does anyone else have any questions? Another thing I wanted to ask the crew here that joined, if you all can do me a favor and just DM me your Riot ID or your League of Legends name in Discord, we're gonna be doing some giveaways for people that are participating. So they're just kind of like active in the Discord. There's some cool stuff that you can get. In-game items, RP, cool AWS stuff. So you can Tristan, you can DM me. I probably posted last in the general channel within Discord. So I should just pop up as that. My photo is like a animation of Jarvan, so should be easy to find. Any other questions? Everyone just trying to get on with their day and go play some ARAM.
So I just want to ask, you said on Discord DM, right?
Yeah, I'll
What should I search? Just your name, Ashwin?
Yeah, it should pop up there. I'll
Is
see if
that a Ashwin 30, 36, 39?
Let me check. If you go to the Rift Rewind general chat, I'm the last one who posted, so you can just
General chat.
I'm trying to like copy message link. There we go. Boom. Who slash what were some notable efforts from prior years' hackathons? Do we still have our 3-year veteran here? No, I don't think we do. Bummer. So Ryan, in the last 2 years, first year we did a global power rankings hackathon. Next year we did like a VCT related hackathon. I guess I'll focus on the global power rankings one. One of the things that we learned from that hackathon was, how people wanted the sport of League of Legends to be metriced by, I guess. Like there's so much data that comes out of Riot's tournament servers that it's really hard to tell when teams don't play against each other. How do you actually rank them against each other? So we ended up kind of learning a lot from the hackathon as to like what people would want to see, and also what people, what practical applications of LLMs and of Gen AI and data science, all of this stuff, how that would work for the League of Legends ecosystem. So as a result, right, through all of that learning, If you go to lolesports.com, you'll see there's like a global power rankings page, and now we have like an official global power rankings kind of co-branded product with Riot, where ahead of Worlds you can kind of participate in global power rankings and try and guess who's going to win Worlds. So a lot of the insights that come from these hackathons really help us and help the Riot team in coming up with products that fans engage in and also are interested in. And also for us AWS folks, how do we enable technologists who are interested in League of Legends and just data in general to get access to those the tools that they need to do all this cool stuff. So that's kind of my main like notable thing is we have a lot of participation and a lot of people who are super into League of Legends and are super into data science, and like there's a lot of great stuff that comes out of the combination of those three things, you know. Model Whisperer, Roast Master 3000, Hidden Gem Detector, these are all just categories of extra prizes, right? We have a lot of prizes that we're giving away for this hackathon, and we didn't want it to just be one, two, or three. So we don't have like a particular grade for these categories. It's going to be at the discretion of the judges to give away these prizes for interesting projects. But Model Whisperer, right? It's like someone who did a project where they fine-tune a model in a really interesting or cool way, or like cost-effective way. Roast Master 3000, I think that one was like who gave the best or most insightful feedback back to AWS about the services. Hidden Gem Detector and Chaos Engineering, these are just like other categories. I can look into exactly what we were thinking for those two. I can't remember off the top of my head, but Hidden Gem, I assume, just like a project that maybe didn't win but had one particular cool thing that they did. And then Chaos Engineering also, like, you know, people that take it further than the average people in terms of productionalizing a system. So those are my guesses, at least. I'll post a follow-up on exactly what those are, just so there's clarity. Yes, Tristan, those are categories. So if you're, I think you can win a, one of the placed prizes. So like first place, second place, third place, whatever, right? And then you can also win one of these additional prizes. So you can potentially win twice. And we had people win twice in previous years. Anybody else? I don't know that you might be able to. I don't know for sure, but I'll post you the link to the previous hackathons, and the project gallery should still be live. That's one. And here's the other. So you can take a look at the project gallery and you can kind of see the quality of the projects that, you know, given the description of the problem or scenario, right? These were what people submitted and won with. So go take a look, right? Like the judges are a little bit different this year, but we generally have some of the core crew. So generally you'll find that criteria is aligned across those in this hackathon. Yeah, James, post in one of the Discords and at Janet probably from Discord, and then or from DevPost, and then we'll make sure if you haven't gotten it. There's likely a code that you would have received that you have to put into your account. I'm not fully sure how we distributed the codes to, or the credits just yet, but I will make sure. Just post in the Discord and at mention myself and Janet, and we'll get it taken care of. Anybody else? Cool. Well, thanks for joining. We're going to be running these every week. So if you have burning questions, I assume there'll be more people and more questions that are grounded in AWS services moving forward. So please just keep coming by and keep just participating. And as you have questions, feel free to post in the chat or at mention or whatever you want, right? Like we're here to support you. We have a large team of people monitoring the Discord. So yeah, keep us engaged and keep us involved with helping you and making sure you're successful. And yeah, we're always here. So let me know if you need anything in the future, and we'll be back next week for another series. So thanks everyone for joining. If you see me post in the chat about ARAM, please come and play with me. Cheers, guys. We'll follow up in the Discord.